You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What a great pleasure it is to say hello on the telephone line from somewhere else in the world. Lockett from Deer Hunter. Hey, Lockett, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Whereabouts in the world are you at the moment?
We're in Los Angeles right now.
And today is the day that you've made time to talk to BFM. I suppose it's not today over there yet, is it? But the album comes out on January 18th in America as well. Does it?
Yep.
Well, that's today now where we are. So congratulations, your album came out today. Woo! Brand new album. Why hasn't everything already disappeared? By Deer Hunter. Album number 8. Is it number 8?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's a good discography.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't even thought about it that way. Yeah,
I
guess it is.
Hey, the album's super intriguing. It's firstly, even the album title itself. Why hasn't everything already disappeared? Is that sort of an apocalyptic, doomsday sort of prediction, or is that sort of just a wow? It's amazing. It hasn't already disappeared.
Well, it's a reference to Bloody Yard story, but I think it was like sort of in our. We were waiting to use that title for a while, and this is the one.
Now you're the most incredulous about the fact that the human race is still here. just waiting for the right time. And look, it's an amazing looking album, and you've in the press release for it, you've sort of given a little blurb about each song. It's spanning a broad range of topics there. Do you want to sort of tell us a wee bit about those?
Every song sort of occupies, I guess, like a different environment. They're all written at like different times, and we sort of explore each song almost visually, I guess, like when we're kind of like talking about what they're about or what we want to do with them, and we'll like kind of sit there with it and be like, what does this song think of, what does it look like, and we kind of go from there. And so every song is almost completely different. I think they all touch base on some things, but I think to me it's all like they all have sort of like their own personality and like have their own universe,
Is it, and when you start writing them, do you sort of have differing opinions about? I guess you must do have different opinions in the band about the vision or the idea you've got for the song. And is it when they all sort of come together and then you finally realize, oh, we've got it, that's it, we have a song, song,
Yeah,
we're good to go.
Yeah, we generally don't disagree too much on stuff. There'll be like some like picky things maybe, but like usually like we kind of all came from like I think like formative years of like music listening. We all kind of came from the same place, and so we have a good bit of the same intuition as to like what how to take a song, where it needs to go or what it needs, and so it's usually not too hard once we get together, but definitely it happens sometimes. There are more difficult ones.
I was sort of thinking about how the band's been around for I guess a long time for a band, and it's but you sort of grew out of a very interesting time in musical history where bands were sort of it was encouraged to avoid compromising and to avoid using sort of tried and true techniques and I guess to be a little bit more, for want of a better term, alternative, to be able to say, and not worry about what other people thought of the music, not worry about whether it was necessarily a big hit, that sort of thing. And you've really grown into a really deep, quite complex band because of that, and that must be quite exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I think even despite what we may try to do at times, like we're gonna write songs the way we do it. I don't think we need to know how to like do it another way, and so wherever that leads to, is sort of what we get. But I mean, I think we are what we are, whatever that is, and it just sort of comes out the way it does.
And do you think, and it must be nice to know that you that people still want to hear albums from you. There's still, you know, that's still exciting to hear. There's a new Deer Hunter album out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Do you have like a 2 year sort of block of shows to do, pretty much from today onwards, or?
Yeah, that's about right. Yep.
Just non-stop touring for 2 years, to touring and
well,
press phone calls.
We're not too crazy. I mean, we in the past we might have done more grueling stuff, but now we're more like we kind of do like little blocks of like 2 and 3 weeks things, and we all have like domesticated lives to some extent and enjoy our time at home. So we reel it in a little bit now and do it in chunks instead of like hardcore like month long, 2 month long stuff. We don't do that.
What are some of the things when the band sort of go, good, we're done with the album, we're happy with the album, what are some of the things that you like to all sort of make sure you've attended to, some of the issues, you know, are you finicky in the studio about the way it sounds, or are there certain things you want to avoid sounding like, is there a place that you want the listener to definitely go when they hear the album, that sort of thing? Do you go through all those little checklists?
Oh yeah, I mean, like when we're recording, we definitely have some things we try to stay away from. Like we try to like twee things that sound maybe overly twee. We try to if it go in that direction, we'll try to jump out of that.
That's a great word, twee.
Or yeah, and there's definitely some things we try to like steer away from. But usually we don't have too much trouble, but. We kind of do a lot of stuff at the same time. When we're like working on the album art at the same time. I don't. Brad does all the album work himself. He's done it for every album, and so simultaneously as we're working, sort of like trying to kind of put together like how the album's sounding to what it should look like, and so it's like they're very much the same process. Like they go hand in hand.
There's the mentions in your release. There's something that says you have exhausted yourselves with the toxic concept of nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely a lot of like.
Agree or disagree?
I personally don't find it toxic, but I find it's exhausting. You know, I think it's overused. You know. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice to not have like the, you know, sort of. I agree with that statement. I do.
Stick with the band. And what about things like doing videos and stuff? Do you like doing videos?
Yeah, we do that. I don't mind it. Usually pretty fun because like we generally do them ourselves, and you know, we have like pretty modest gear, but we'll go out and just try to. We can, and it's usually pretty fun. Like we did it. We did some like right before we left for this, actually. So still working on that, and they're pretty fun.
So with this brand new album, which was released today, why hasn't everything already disappeared? Do you remember? Can you sort of recall the moments where the band were all together and you went, okay, this is what we want people to think of it. This is what we ideally would like people to think of the album. When what sort of came up then?
Like when we were all together.
Yeah, you know, there must have been a moment when it's like, do we all agree? That's we all agree. Good. Let's send it off to the album making machine.
Yeah, it was. I don't think we were all together because the album actually kind of happened in so many different like phases and stages. Like we did it once in Texas, once in LA, and then we finished it off in Atlanta. But we actually kind of did it in a few different. Times and it was ended up being a lot longer than we thought, but at the end like we were all like, you know, emailing, we're all like very close contact, like working with the mixes and stuff, so it wasn't like you know physically together, but yeah, we were like finally finished at some point. We're all like, you know, very excited. It definitely took a while to get there, but
What was the best part of it? What was the most exciting thing about this finishing this album and getting it ready to release?
The most exciting thing is like at times we just didn't know where we were going with, there'd be something wrong with certain songs, and it wasn't anyone's fault. Like, it wasn't an engineer or producer or anything. It wasn't a fault with that. It was like more like, what does this song need? Like, we had the blueprint, and we were kind of getting there, and it just wasn't quite right. And so kept just working, and to finally hit a stride with some of those was like very, very, very satisfying. Because there's a few songs that were pretty tough for a while.
Well, I'll tell you what, congratulations, it's out now. It's out now, everyone knows about it now. So congratulations on the album, congratulations on the years ahead, if we don't speak to you again. But thank you so much for talking to us, Lockett, from Deer Hunter, on this the release date, or Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared? Thank you very much, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good luck, have fun, bye!
All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.